Following up Hotel California would prove to be a challenge for the Eagles. It would take 3 years to make their next album, The Long Run, released on this date, September 24th, 1979, and it would signal the end of the band. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. They went into the studio with the idea for a double album, but the Eagles were worn out from years of constant recording and touring, and they were really unsure how to follow up Hotel California. They found it difficult to agree on songs that they could all stand behind. And despite everyone in the Eagles being a songwriter, they asked for help from friends J.D. Souther and Bob Seger, and they managed to develop 10 songs that they were happy with. Reviews were lukewarm, but The Long Run was far from a flop. It would reach the top spot in its second week, would win a Grammy, and sell more than 7 million copies with three hits. Both the title track and I Can't Tell You Why would reach number 8, and Heartache Tonight would give the Eagles their final number 1 single. While the audience was happy, the band was not. They were growing apart, particularly Glenn Frey and Don Felder, who got into a physical fight after a show in July of 1980, eventually leading towards Glenn leaving the group. While he was the first to go, the other members knew that the band was over, but they still owed their label another album, and they quickly fulfilled their contract with the double disc Eagles Live. But Glenn Frey's refusal to join the band for overdubs meant that everything had to be done piecemeal, with the tapes being mailed from one studio to another. There was no farewell tour, and the remainder of the 80s had all the members of the band going solo. It would take the Eagles all the way into the 90s before they would reunite in varying lineups. But it was the beginning of the end of the group's initial run on this date, September 24th, 1979, when the Eagles released The Long Run. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.